I suspect if you chose any cohort of GPs around the country, that they could equally pen a similar letter to the Minister of Health about their local hospital, and the content of it wouldn't be any different. The letter is very well constructed, and I think that very few people can argue with the content of the letter, because it's expressing the deep frustration on behalf of GPs who are looking for access to secondary care for their patients, and also about the feelings of patients themselves about their experience. But I have to say, it's also expressing the experience as well of hospital consultants. I mean, Dr. Cameron Peter was on your programme within the last 2 years, more or less articulating the same thing from the receiving end. But I have to say as well, it's not in the letter, but it articulates the feeling of hospital management. I remember I was that soldier, part of that team one time, and there was a huge frustration on our part that we felt that we didn't have the configuration and the tools to be able to meet the demand. Because in the letter, they talk about a review of the services. I think everybody in the round is going to welcome that. And I'm talking about hospital. I haven't spoken to anybody now in the last 24 hours about this in the hospital, but hospital management will greet this warmly, and so will hospital consultants.